Hello everyone, I'm your news anchor Ingrid D. You're on Vaughan.radio, Voice Over Nations, bringing you the latest update from ESCOM with News 24. Load reduction persists in Gauteng and other parts of the country face weather-related outages. Load reduction persists in Gauteng. ESCOM has announced that it will carry out more load reduction in Gauteng between 5 and 10 p.m. The province has endured blackouts for approximately 2 weeks now as ESCOM introduced load reduction, a localized form of load shedding, due to illegal connections and overloading, which it feared may cause power outages. We are implementing load reduction from between 5 and 10 at night to avoid network overloading in high-density areas that are prone to illegal connections, meter bypasses, and vandalism of electricity infrastructure, tweeted ESCOM. Val, Boitumelo, Everton Central, Everton Small Farms, Everton West, Sebokeng Units 8, 12, 14, 16, 19, Orange Farm and Dizik and Porky were all affected. Other parts of the country are also without power, but ESCOM said this is due to weather conditions. In the Eastern Cape, strong winds caused blackouts in a number of towns around Oliver Tambo, Krasani, Amatoli, Joe Gagabi districts, but ESCOM said its technicians are working on restoring power. They are also working on fixing power outages in some areas in the Western Cape, but have faced delays caused by winds, heavy rain and very low temperatures. News compiled by Lindiwe Buthelezi with News 24. Stay tuned as I'll be back with more news updates. Hello everyone, I'm your news anchor Ingrid D. here on Vaughan.radio, Voice Over Nations, bringing you the latest news update by Londiwe Buthelezi with News 24 on SAA's restructuring forum. A South African Airways aircraft on the apron of Frankfurt Airport 2018. The Department of Public Enterprises, DPE, says the Leadership Consultative Forum has not served its purpose. The forum was established to facilitate employee engagement as the SAA business rescue practitioners work towards developing a new operating model for the airline. The department is accusing three SAA workers unions of siding with SAA Airlink, the competitor that applied to liquidate SAA. But one of the unions says it was the DPE that raised concerns about SAA's business rescue plan in the first place. The Department of Public Enterprises, DPE, has withdrawn from the forum that was supposed to develop a new business plan for South African Airways, as business rescue practitioners, BRPs of the ailing state-owned airline, are trying to avoid going the liquidation route. Stay tuned as I'll be back with more news updates here on Vaughan.radio, Voice Over Nations. Hello everyone, I'm your news anchor Ingrid D. here on Vaughan.radio, Voice Over Nations, bringing you the latest update on homeschooling by Mercury Press with Robert Firth. Like most parents, Lucy and Tim always thought they'd send their daughters to school, but started doubting mainstream education after Tim became disillusioned with his job teaching at a London secondary school. After being wowed by a visit to a German kindergarten which let their children choose to study what they want, back in 2013, they made the decision to never put their daughters through mainstream schooling. Tom has swapped the blackboard for the great outdoors and now spends his time farming the land around their yurt and attending to the family's chickens and cows in between going on family outings. Worried about your child getting coronavirus? Here's what you need to know. Online schooling, find handy local resources, find homeschooling sites and information, Lucy said. Teachers are the number one profession represented in the unschooling world. They get into it because they're passionate about learning, but they feel the opportunities to learn are stifled by the way school is structured. It's crazy how we test children when they're 7, 8 or 9 and make them experience shame and stress on a mass scale. Future generations will think, what were we doing? There's been a surge of interest in unschooling since lockdown. Lots of parents have noted that during quarantine, their children transformed and went from being stressed, anxious and controlling to being really playful and connected with their siblings, says Lucy. Stay tuned as I'll be back with more news updates here on Vondot Radio, Voices Over Nations. Hello everyone, I'm your news anchor Ingrid D, here on Vondot Radio, Voice Over Nations, bringing you the latest soccer update with News 24. SAFA Chief Medical Officer Dr. Tulani Ngwenya has explained the process that needs to be followed in order for competitive football action to resume. Talks are currently underway to restart the local leagues with teams clear to return to training once certain health measures are completed, including the first round of COVID-19 testing. The Premier Soccer League's return to play protocols ensure training and matches must take place in a biologically safe environment. While a number of clubs have already reported positive coronavirus cases, Dr. Ngwenya has moved to allay fears that the plan in place is anything but stringent. Dr. Ngwenya was reported by Kickoff to have said, "We have said to government we're going to test first. The training fields are going to be sanitized and people are going to be screened on a daily basis. That is just for training. Now when they are cleared for a second time, they are then going to travel, for which there is also a protocol that we have to adhere to, which speaks about the number of people allowed in transport because we still have to have social distancing. Then in terms of the BSE, when you identify this, it must be a place where it is not a hot spot or an epicenter, so we'll be going to an even safer place. Stay tuned as I'll be bringing you more news updates here on Vondot Radio, Voice Over Nations.